Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Zuvella. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The DH, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The DH, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Zuvella hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Newman strikes out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Larkin moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Larkin scores. Puckett moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Twins. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it and throws to second for the out. Puckett scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Castillo moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin misplays the ball. That's an error on Firmin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell strikes out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kaminsk strikes out. two outs. Joel Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Skinner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ziavella fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ziavella is 0-for-1 in the game. Ziavella strikes out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaminsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo strikes out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Harper reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ziavella fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ziavella fields it and throws to first for the out. Larkin moves to second. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larkin moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Ziavella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ziavella is 0 for 2 in the game. Ziavella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Castillo is chasing the ball. Carter rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo strikes out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaminsk strikes out. Two outs. Joel Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kaminsk. Newman reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Newman scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Viola covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Zuvella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zuvella is 0 for 3 in the game. Zuvella hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman misplays the ball. That's an error on Furman. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo bunts towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Gaetti moves to second. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Jones now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ziavella fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harper moves to second. Randy Bush pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Doug Baker pinch runs for Brian Harper. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Baker now playing shortstop. Randy Bush now playing left field. Frank Viola now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Larkin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin advances to third in unknown way. Larkin moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti is walked intentionally. Puckett moves to second. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Frank Viola. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.